And currently at the KDOM studios, we're up to 73 degrees already. That is the latest weather. It is time for Kaleidoscope on this summer day. Crazy summer
day. Yeah, isn't that something? And then you look at the outlook, you would have thought it was July with the way the weather's looking this week, high 80s and 90s. And
we going like, to talk man, fireworks today?
Right. I know pretty soon they'll be putting burn bans on and you know, all those things, which you know, I know it's kind of been talked about because we haven't had moisture in a while and it's just warm. And, you know, looking at my yard, starting to, you know, it's usually... You know, it's yellow by August,
right.
and now it's starting to get that way. But
definitely, we are talking with Sheriff Jason Purrington of the Cottonwood County Sheriff's Office. We appreciate you coming in. It's our
good morning
law enforcement update. We aren't going to talk fireworks.
We are not. Fireworks today. But we probably should talk it, as everybody's probably noticed and seen if they've been anywhere out of their house. That obviously harvest is getting underway. You know, I think it really picked up over the weekend, and I know there were some farmers out there was, you know, waiting for the beans to turn. But I think after the weekend and this week, I think it's going to be full blown, and you know,
the beans for sure.
Yeah,
the
beans
corn
and yep, I've heard some people talk about maybe getting into the corn by the weekend or early next week. So it's going to be busy.
But what that means is you need to keep your eyes open again.
Yeah, absolutely. That just comes back to, you know, you when you're out and about and, you know, paying attention. So just a little crash data. So crash data shows that there were 455 crashes involving farm equipment in Minnesota from 2022 to 2024. Resulting in 8 deaths and 180 injuries.
Wow.
So that two-year period, 455 crashes, which seems like a lot.
That's a
big number for when you look at harvest season and you know what that
it's
window
over
is.
3-4 week thing.
Yeah. So that's a lot. So obviously, harvest brings farm equipment to the highways. Whether they're moving equipment from field to field or they're moving crop out of the field to the bins or to the elevators or, you know, wherever they're going. This is where you, as a motorist, have to pay attention and be careful.
And it also is 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the days of the farmers working sun up to sundown, those days are gone. Those guys are out there in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. And in the equipment, you know, is so large,
right?
You know, compared to what it was in the past. That, but that's what they do. They, you know, you'll find farmers out there that they'll go 24 hours a day, you know, to get the crop out of the field. So it's a 24 hour a day thing for if you're out and about, if you're going to work at 5 a.m, it's something you need to think about.
Yeah, it
really is. Because they're out there, and if you're coming home at 5 p.m, same thing. So, you know, pick a time during the 24-hour period, and you still need to be aware that farmers are out. They're trying to get the beans out, get the corn out, turn the fields, whatever it is they're doing. You need to keep that in the back of your mind that we have to be prepared should we come up to something like that.
And then you also mentioned moving the grain from the field to the bins or to the elevator. There's a lot more trucks out on the roads.
Right, and even look at the grain wagons. You know, the days of the smaller grain wagons that you might see two or three pulled behind a tractor or whatever. The size of these grain wagons now, they're just huge. I mean, they'll hold as much grain in one of those things that you put in a 53-foot trailer.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're big and they're massive and
they take up a lot of room.
They take up a lot of room. Yeah. And then like I said, you got the trucks pulling the trailers and you got the grain wagons and you know, it's multifaceted, so to speak, as far as what you could run into, you know, on any given day during harvest season. So
the key is slow down and be aware.
Yep, slow down, be aware. For the motorists, use caution when you're approaching the items or the farm equipment. Be aware, you know, when they're going from field to field, let's say they're turning the fields, whatever, whether they're taking crop out, be aware of debris that might get dropped in the roadway. You know, you want to be aware of that. Drive with your headlights on at all times. I mean, during the day, the best thing you can do is have your headlights on, because then they can see you. You know, that's you just stand out a little bit versus blending in with, you know, the background. And if you want to pass, and I know this is the tough part, is because the other day I got behind a combine going from one, and it was probably a half mile. But I understand people get frustrated. They're in a hurry. They want to get from A to B. And what we want to do is, if you're going to pass, make sure you get far enough behind so you can look and make sure there's nobody coming. You know, look for a good place to pass. The farm, the equipment, they'll try and get it over as far as they can, you know, onto the shoulder. But with the size of some of this stuff,
right?
That's, you know, if you can get over as far as you can, there's still a big implement driving down the road. So we just want to be careful. You know, take your time. This is a short term, you know,
and I
want to say problem, but it's a short term issue that
concern. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and it is. You bring up a really good point, though. You know, they are not driving that combine from here to Mountain Lake.
No.
You know, so, yeah, it is an inconvenience to slow down. And, you know, really, they cruise down the road pretty fast
for something
that big.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can be pretty confident
that
at the most they're going to be a mile and then
they're
going to turn into another field.
And I've seen it where, you know, if you get far enough back where they can see you're back there, I've seen them where, you know, they get to a field approach and they'll just pull over to let you get around.
Yep.
You know, they don't want to slow you down more than anybody else does. It's just, like I said, that you're not going to drive 50 miles an hour in a combine down the road. That's just not the way it works. So, you know, and as far as the operators, farm equipment, you know, use your lights, flashing lights is allowed, make equipment visible, slow-moving vehicle emblems on equipment traveling less than 30, things like that. You know, you need to make yourself visible too. You need to pay attention to who's behind you, check behind you, who's in front of you, you know. So
that common courtesy
that
absolutely. Just talked about.
Too. Yeah. So, like I said, it's a busy time of year. Fall's always busy. You know, farmers want to get the crop out and people still want to do what they do day to day, but we just have to kind of work with each other to make sure we get through this.
And that's
period,
the one
safely.
Thing, you know, you
that's
talked
huge.
About driving to work at 5 in the morning. You know, you do that every day, all year,
yep.
and you get into a real habit
absolutely.
Of where you can maybe slow down or where you need, and you don't necessarily pay attention to what's over the hill.
Right, exactly. So it's just, you know, we got to be vigilant. We should be vigilant any day, whether it's harvest season or not. But this, you know, harvest season just kind of throws another...
Even more so.
Yeah, yes. There's another.
All right. But, so do we have, what else do we need to mention today?
Well, you know, the other thing I got some information on is, you know, obviously starting in September, you know, usually you'll start noticing the days are getting a little shorter. So it's starting to get, you know, stays a little darker in the morning longer, and then it gets a little darker at night sooner. So obviously we need to be aware of that. September through December is statistically the most dangerous time of year for pedestrians to be out, just because of the time change, so to speak, you know, getting darker. So for the walkers out there, make sure you wear bright or reflective clothing. If you're walking at night, carry a flashlight. Some people have a headlamp that they put on. Some people walk with their cell phone flashlight on. You know, just have something just to be visible. Excuse me. Pay attention to your surroundings using crosswalks or even walking through parking lots. If you go to Hy-Vee or you go to wherever it is, you know, just be aware. You know, parking lots, people are still moving around in there. And for the drivers, give yourself some extra time to react to pedestrians. Scan the road, be vigilant. Obviously, people are harder to see if they're wearing dark clothing and poor lighting. So that's where the reflective comes in. So obviously just be careful. There again,
slow down a little bit
and, you know, pay attention.
It's that easy.
That easy.
And we can get those numbers down quite a bit.
Yeah, I was really surprised with the farm number being that high in 2 years. I mean, you know, we've been fortunate in Cottonwood County that we haven't had a lot of those issues, but man, that seems like a high number for just 2 years of time.
Yeah, but we need to do better.
Right, absolutely.
All right. Sheriff, we appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
All right, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.